Let's start with Charlie Austin, Ralph, obviously. Statement of intent or just good value? What is he?
Well, he fits right into our present needs, and we feel that it was something that we wanted to make a statement about, too, to strengthen our English spine, our British spine. It's something that's been on the radar for a few months now. And again, he's been tracked by our recruitment department, Ross Wilson and his people, for quite some time now. There's a lot of information about him on the black box. And above all, it's a signing that gives us depth in one of the critical positions in football is the finishing, the need to score goals. And we see huge potential in Charlie. We believe that he's far from his prime. His age is a mature age at 26, turning 27 in the summer. But above all, his hunger to take another level as a professional athlete was something that was clear in the discussions with him. That Ronald Koeman and Les Reed especially had. You could see his desire to get on the national team is important, and that's what we want. We want players that want to come and grow with us as a club, and he just checked every box for us, and he was clearly the number one target for us in this transfer window.
I for one, was surprised when he was linked with the club previously because he's obviously had an injury history. Mm-hmm. He's been playing in the Championship. We know he's got a great goal-scoring record, and perhaps, you know, as a younger man, he might not have been the sort of player you would have signed, I would say. So you'll talk about his maturity. Is that what you've evidenced?
I think it's important that we see that bringing in combination of loans and purchases of 9 players in the summertime, a lot of them under 24 years of age. It's a good time to bring somebody a little bit more mature into the group. And he has worked for his stripes in all different levels to get where he is today, which we like. It's kind of... we've got some parallel storylines, Southampton Football Club and Charlie Austin, and I think that our path is clear. We want to continue to evolve and to become a competitor at the top of the league, and we believe he's going to give us that.
And after a toughish run in the Premier League and the manager cutting a frustrated figure sometimes with not getting the results he wants, he wanted a striker, he's got a striker, so I imagine for him, getting backed by you and the board is all important.
I think the conversations that we have are first of all, they're regular, and they're very, he just spoke about it this week. We'd had an excellent discussion with Ronald and the board, but these are regular conversations, and it wasn't because of what we're in right now. And we have a big plan here. We have a clear structure working within our means, trying to evolve the club, and these tougher times haven't changed that. What they've done is solidified some of the things we need to do. The pain has been used in all areas of the club. We've had lots of conversations. We're not sticking our head in the sand. We're standing there and taking the pain, but certain that it's going to make us stronger as we grow. It's one of the first areas of setback for a while in the club, but I always think there's huge opportunity here if you do the right thing. And Charlie Austin coming in at this time for multiple reasons is a real good signal about who we are and what we're about.
Does it at the same time make you want to balance the books? Your Italian striker is linked with a move back home. Shane Long has been linked with Liverpool. Do you need to offload a striker to keep the budget going with Austin?
Well, that's a pretty football specific question, Adam, for me in my role. But I can tell you that quite specifically, depth has been something that we've really strived for. We all know that the past two seasons, in the second half of the season, the lack of depth cost us dearly, and we're hoping in the second half this year the strength of depth shows up and brings us back to the top half of the standings where we expect to land. And I think that players coming in and out here in the last 2 weeks, it's not in the plan. Again, I would never say never on either direction, because it's the nature of the sport. You don't know what opportunities present themselves. At the moment, we're pleased with the depth, and I think that Ronald has shown that we have different looks, and even I, with my limited football experience, understand that we have different lineups, different looks, different options, more difficult to prepare against us, and ideal would be to keep all those names that you mentioned in the lineup.
But without the precision and the detail, the principle that the manager said, one in, nobody out, that still stands as we sit here today.
Yeah, I mean, as we with the information we have here today, and I've been in this position long enough, not to say never, and I think that we have an opportunity now that we had to focus so strongly, and this happened in such a quick period of time, to commit with somebody 4.5 years and for him to commit to us. And now you need to take a few days and regroup. We still have time in the transfer window, so I would not say anything is a given, but I believe we at least have a very strong position right now, you know, in combination with the Stephen Cocker deal and then this one coming in, one out, one in. I think we feel comfortable, but let's see what the next few days bring.